time you can do anything you set your mind to. Well, this time, they're wrong. This is Julie Schwarzberg bringing you If Tomorrow Never Comes, another tender love story with a surprising plot twist by Marla Shalesky. Once Kenna Henley was young and in love, but love has grown cold. Once she believed all you had to do was pray and your dreams would come true, but her prayers are now laced with bitterness. Once faith seemed so clear, but now it's as dense as the fog. After years of infertility, everything had failed Kenna, her faith, her integrity, even her marriage. But she's too focused on what she wants, on the elusive baby, to see it. If Tomorrow Never Comes is a poignant love story of a young woman with a dream, a heartfelt desire that continually escapes her reach. The central themes of marital strife and infertility provide a compelling hook, as one in six couples struggle with this heartbreaking dilemma. In a grasp your dreams culture, If Tomorrow Never Comes will stand against the tide, calling people instead to a way of sacrificial love, to the way of laying down their lives for others instead of clutching their own dreams and plans. Readers will be challenged to look to the future for the rewards of loving sacrificially, and to the past to remember the seeds of real love. Marla Shalesky is a graduate of Stanford University and has earned a master's in theology from Fuller Theological Seminary. Previously the author of four historical novels, she launched into contemporary fiction with Beyond the Night by seamlessly weaving the past and present together with authentic characters and vivid description. Marla speaks often at MOPS groups, or Mothers of Preschoolers, and has connections with Hannah's Prayer, an online Christian infertility resource. If Tomorrow Never Comes, we'll include a reader's guide with questions specific to the story, a letter from Marla that talks about her own infertility journey, and possibly a list of resources for those who are facing either infertility or marital strife. We have Marla Shalesky with us today to talk a little bit more about If Tomorrow Never Comes. Here's Alice Kreider.
Marla, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for letting me come.
So how does If Tomorrow Never Comes differ from Beyond the Night, especially in its particular plot twist?
Well, Beyond the Night, it was about moving beyond the darkness and fear and into the wondrous light that God has prepared for those who love him. And the twist there was meant to underscore that theme, and we discovered that Paul had died years earlier and had now been sent back to Maddie by God to help her overcome the darkness and walk into the light of her new life. If Tomorrow Never Comes is more about letting go of your dreams in order to embrace God's plans and vision for your life. It's about choosing to love instead of hanging on to our own desires, because God sees all of time, past, present, and future, and he holds the whole of our lives in his hands. And here again, the ending twist is meant to reveal that theme. And If Tomorrow Never Comes, there's this old woman, and she's rescued from the sea in the first chapter. And she has a locket with the portraits of her parents when they're old. And those faces throughout the whole story will inspire hope in the main characters as they develop this relationship with the old woman. And that relationship helps the main characters to choose sacrificial love for one another and to revive their failing marriage. And at the very end then, we discover that the mysterious old woman is really the main character's unborn daughter, the daughter that they would never have if they had chosen divorce. And those faces in the locket that have inspired them through the whole story are their own faces, and they're from a future that will come about because of their choice to love and their choice to sacrifice for one another. And what's really neat about this twist for me is that it plays with that concept of time in order to underscore the idea that while we live and we choose and we make our decisions in the moment of today, God is really weaving the tapestry of our lives in all the fullness of time, past, present, and future. So the twist here is supposed to open up that vision by weaving the future back into the present and into the past so we can see that today impacts tomorrow and reflects back to yesterday. So my hope is that by using a time twist like this, that my readers will be able to grasp the fullness of the idea that God's hand is in all of our lives and how all the strands of time are woven together to create this amazing picture of the life God has for us.
With the story's subject of infertility, Marla, what inspired you to write this book?
Oh, goodness. I have spent most of my adult life, 14 years at least, dealing with infertility personally, infertility and miscarriage. And I've had some successes along the way. We have children, all of the result of infertility treatments. But most of the journey has been a whole lot of failure and pain and disappointment. And so I found that this infertility journey has been a huge part of shaping me and my life. In fact, while I was writing If Tomorrow Never Comes, I went through 4 rounds of infertility treatments. We used up all the remaining little frozen embryos that we had gotten from 2 previous IVF treatments, which we had done several years ago. And the result of these 4 were 4 miscarriages in less than a year's time. And that ended our hopes for another child. So when it comes to things like infertility, it's just, gosh, I've walked this path for so long. And I know the pain, and I know the journey. So in the book, I'm talking about that longing for a baby that seems like it will just never be fulfilled. Been there. I'm talking about, you know, month after month of trying and failing, turning into year after year, and been there. The frustration, the doubt, wondering how God could possibly love me in the midst of this. I've been there. And having to pry my white-knuckled fingers off my hopes and dreams, been there too. Choosing to love anyway, choosing to believe anyway, choosing to trust God anyway, I've been there. And it seems, when I think back, that just about every deep and meaningful thing I've learned about God, I can point back to my journey through infertility and say, yeah, infertility taught me that. Taught me things like, God is in control of my life, I'm not God of my life. And there are so many things I can't control and I can't achieve, no matter how hard I try. And sometimes I just have to choose to live the life God has given me and live it with love and hope, even when it's not the life I dreamed of. Because, you know, infertility has taught me that God calls us not to the pursuit of our dreams, like our culture tells us, just pursue your dreams. And that's not what God's saying. God says, pursue love. He asks us to love one another, love your neighbor as yourself. And those are things that God taught me through my own journey through infertility. And my hope is really that if tomorrow never comes, we'll reveal these same truths to others as well.
Now, your audience is primarily women, of course, and especially and particularly probably women who have struggled with infertility and some of these issues. What do you hope your readers will take away from this novel, above all else?
Well, besides the insatiable need to run out and tell all their friends to go buy this new great book, my real hope is that If Tomorrow Never Comes, we'll just open their vision of what God can and is doing in their lives. I hope they'll come away trusting and believing that God sees the whole of their lives and weaves it all together, even those really hard and painful things, in a way that will make a beautiful masterpiece in the kingdom of God. Because this book is, it's for people who are going through infertility or have friends that are, who are in the facing marital strife. It's really for anyone who's living in the midst of that idea of the dreams that are not coming true. The book is for them. And in the end, I really hope that the reader will be so moved by Kenna and Jimmy's story that they'll be inspired to let go of their tight-fisted grip on their own dreams and plans in order to love others, and particularly their spouses, more fully. Because, you know, I truly, truly believe that if we choose to love today, if we choose sacrificial love, that God will hold our tomorrows in His hand. And that's what's at the heart of If Tomorrow Never Comes. It's that choice to love, the choice to believe, the choice to let go of our dreams in order to embrace His, and to do it today for the sake of all our tomorrows.
Thank you so much for being with us here today, Marlo, and sharing your heart and your story. I know our readers are going to appreciate this new love story with a surprising plot twist.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.